Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. It is review time, and we have an absolute banger for you, ladies and gentlemen, today. TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, and Ben Koch. Guys, how are you this evening?
Doing good. America.
Banger. I hardly know her.
Oh, gosh. That joke died last week. Let's keep moving forward. What are we reviewing this week, gents?
We are, Ben, I'm going to say what we're reviewing. You're going to hold up the bottle, okay?
Yes, I got the bottle right here.
Oh, you got it? I have the screen pulled up with the specs on it. We are reviewing Larceny Barrel Proof. Woo-hoo! Specifically, what batch is it, Ben?
This is batch A120. That's the first one to come out in the year 2020.
Heard a lot of people talk about the different ones, and they say this is the one. This is the one.
This you one, like, ushered in I'm the one. COVID, is what I'm hearing. I think this is basically the first one came out that ushered COVID in.
So what we have, you know what? If we kill the bottle tonight, we'll end the curse. COVID will be gone.
We'll end the pandemic right here, guys.
Right now. But we'll kill ourselves. So,
well...
Worth it.
Brendan, come across the bridge. Brendan's in St. Pete today. If you were in watching on Monday night, you understand that my
setup sucks.
Is down here, but Brendan, just come across the bridge and we'll kill that tonight. We're meeting up on this side of the bridge anyway, so just come over.
As we discussed on a Tuesday show or Monday show, whatever day it aired, I need to slow it down a little bit. It's been a rough couple days.
So we're tasting four different bourbons tonight. Can't wait.
No, just three, but one of them twice. So
that's true. The barrel proof one twice. Very good.
That's easy. All right, so you guys want to know about this nice little Heaven Hill product, huh?
Yeah,
I want to know.
Give me the deets.
All right, so first off, Larceny is the Heaven Hill's weeded brand. In 2020, like Ben said, ushering in the pandemic, they decided, you know what? It's going to be a crazy year. We're going to have to proof this bad boy up for people to get through it. So they took their normal Larceny mash bill, which is 68% corn, 20% wheat, and 12% malted barley. I maintain it's like a solid budget bourbon. You guys were kind of dumping on it last week, but you know, maybe we can review that for the bourbon on a budget portion of the show, the budget portion. Anyways, that's not here nor there. What I want to say is they said this Larceny standard variation, we're going to proof it up. They put it at 123.2 proof offering. It was the first of several releases they've had since then. I think they do about three a year. This one was such a huge hit. It was $50. It was considered a banger. It was 68 years old. So high proof, good age. We're going to review it here. Good value. The issue, fellas, though, is the MSRP of $50. You're not really finding it for that anymore if you find it at all.
Tough to find at that price. Are they even still making it? Like, is it still... So, like, they've gone from A, and then there's a B, and then there's, like, a C920, right? Or is that the Elijah Craig?
No, there's an A, a B, and a C. I'm not going to be able to tell you off.
920 might be
similar to the Elijah Craig.
Yeah.
The
releases.
Which makes sense. They're both Heaven Hill. So
I haven't seen a whole lot of... Actually, I want to say I've seen in the group someone pick up a Larceny Barrel Proof pretty recently. I'm not sure which batch it was. But I want to say it's kind of out there. Like, if you just... I would say the Elijah Craig barrel proofs are a little more prevalent.
Yeah, they had a re-release in 2021, so they did a second round of it. I'm not sure about 2022, but you know, it's pretty early on in the year here, so they did do a second batch of it.
So I'm hefty pour tonight because
that is
we're
a
taking
hefty.
Because we're, oh my we're taking it. We're taking it easy. Well, we're reviewing this on the next thing too. And so I did want to be able to distinguish which. So did you guys do I'm not doing it blind. So I wanted to be able to tell what was what. So
sure. Yeah. Whatever.
So I did. You guys may have seen this back on our YouTube when we were a lot early on. I did compare the batch A to the batch B back in 2020. And to me, the A was superior. It wasn't even particularly close. And I think the batch B may have won some awards too, but I thought the A was significantly better. Just for clarification,
I think your A is significantly better.
My A, your B, Ben C, because Ben Koch.
And D.
I didn't have Glencairn's in St. Pete. So I'm using a wine glass, and I have to say the Glencairn does significantly mellow out the alcohol burn on your nostril. This really hurts.
I don't know. This thing is like,
is it gas?
Pretty,
is
pretty it gas fiery on the nose.
Okay. Makes me
I
feel
get
better.
Like, speaking of the nose, I feel
it's
like
very
I'm getting
bright.
Oh, it's sharp, man. It is
shiny. Did you say shiny?
Oh, no, shiny, but
no, it's
sharp.
Intense. It's slapping you.
Yeah, and there's then, a lot then, going on.
A lot of cherry.
Yeah, so I get cherry, a lot of vanilla. But here's a little weird note. How about maybe a little bit of licorice almost? Maybe a little licorice?
What's the rye? What's the rye content in this?
Maybe zero.
Ooh, no. Well, yeah, it's a wheat, so there's no rye. It's a wheater, TJ.
It could. I mean, they could have. I mean, it's from the malted barrel at barley.
But there yeah. is. It's. I gave you the mash bill earlier. It's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 60% corn. It was like 28% wheat, and then the rest was.
Also, I got sidetracked. I'm not a big fan of when someone says proofed something up. You can't proof something up. You only proof it down. Like, its original state is the higher proof. Right.
Who said that?
It's like,
did I say that?
It's like
I said that.
It's like unsweetened tea. Like, there's no such thing as unsweet tea. You can't sugar a beverage and then remove the sugar. It's just plain tea. There's no
but
unsweet.
The original was 80, or not 80 proof. It's like 90 proof. And
no,
so they,
I agree with you in concept. It's just
no. They took more proof and they poured
up.
It into it. They, no,
right.
They
it's not how there's a bag it. Of proof. They just poured a
mix
bunch
it in.
Of proof into it.
Do you not know how like, bourbon works?
They, yeah. it's, like they, it's like tea. They bitter the tea back up, and they call it unsweetened. We've unsweetened the tea.
Ben, do you see what happened here? TJ had his own faux pas, and now he's turning it back to mine previously. It's a great tea player.
Guys, let's not waste time. Okay, let's talk about the taste.
Wait, so the nose is hot. Are you guys getting – so I'm not getting it with this stupid glass, but maple syrup I got a ton of when I – I remember when I reviewed, I got a ton of the wheater maple syrup. You're not getting any of that?
Yeah, maple syrup, a lot of vanilla and cherry, though.
Yeah.
This is very nutty as well on the nose, like a
nutty,
like a pecan.
I don't know if I can get there yet. Like, okay. It is so much ethanol. Like, it is so strong.
What you should have done, Ben, is poured half of the bottle into your glass, and then it'd be
really
all of that
pour
more.
More.
Yeah, that's the way to get that.
But a ton of cherry, like way more cherry.
Kind of like Weller Foolproof.
Yeah,
remember we said that. Remember that when Sean gave that to us.
Remember when Benton thought the Weller Foolproof was a rye? Speaking of idiots,
Weeder. I barely
hope
know.
You guys got the best. Thank you.
Proof up this. These. I was gonna make a these nuts joke, but I thought it'd be inappropriate, so I'm aborting it now.
Good job. Yeah, great. Okay, palate. What are you tasting, TJ? Give me your tasting notes first.
Whew. Okay, so I don't know if I'm just going crazy like Brendan, but I get kind of a nuttiness on the front of this too. A lot of vanilla, a lot of sweetness, caramel, maple-y.
This is a strong one.
Oh yeah, it's definitely
a strong boy.
It definitely takes just a minute to
strong boy in a glass,
but it's only 123 proof. Like that's what it's crazy. Like it's not even like.
Was there an age on it?
Crazy high.
Six to eight years.
That's yeah.
Bad. I said that earlier also.
Hmm.
But I'm glad I do all this research. Someone's listening, maybe.
Anytime the camera
I'm good.
Goes,
I got screwed up when you said proofed up.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think, Ben?
Oh, no. Brendan, go ahead.
What do I think, TJ?
Out of your wine glass.
So I am getting a ton of maple syrup. Very sweet initially. Sweet on the lips, that's what she said. But then that nuttiness is coming across. It is very caramel, very cherry forward. A lot of pancake vibes with this, like pancakes with like nuts, chock full of nuts on it.
Yeah, with a ton of allspice and cardamom and cinnamon and all of those like really heavy spicy spices, right? Mm-hmm. That's there the entire way. Yeah. And then you throw a bunch of alcohol in it. And then you also have cherry, vanilla, maybe a little bit of light nut. I'm not picking up the nut as much as you guys. You guys are just looking out for the nut, I guess.
That's funny because, so Ben, what was the Heaven Hill product that we had that was super nutty that you did not like? And I think that is a quintessential. It's not the peanut like James Beam, Jim Beam. We call him James in my household.
Hame.
Was it?
Old Tub.
No, it was a Heaven Hill product. But anyways, I remember we all got like more of like an almondy pecan, kind of like roasted nut, not a peanut. But anyways.
Yeah, this is like, okay. Ben, we were just at I went with my buddy Josh. Sorry. Yeah, we were just at Disney. They have those candied nuts. That's what the candied pecan nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like you get them at the baseball, you get them at Trop or wherever.
Right. Amazing. Right. They're in the Canada Pavilion at Epcot. Mm. Yes, they are.
Yeah. These are good.
Yeah, I'm letting you know.
I mean, we got them at Magic Kingdom right outside of the Main circus Street. Little area up there. But kind of like a roasted candied pecan. I'm going with that.
In a glass.
Roasted candy pecan in a glass.
This takes a bit getting used to.
It's
good though. But I like how dense the flavors are. You know, it's like you're not gonna miss on flavor. It's not gonna be watery, I'll tell you that much.
Is it opening up? Like, are you enjoying it more, Ben, now? Like you 5 minutes.
Now that I'm like, you know, my palate's acclimated to to this.
And this is what we started with. Like, we didn't have a warm-up bourbon for tonight. Like, so this was, we jumped right into 120-something proof. Yeah.
Oh.
I still get some licorice on the back end.
Must be the spice. Tough, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is a tough drink. I mean, I just want to say, like, I think that there's a reason, not that it's not good, but it's just a lot. And there's a reason that I've had this bottle for over a year because it is tough to drink. And that's not quality wise, it's fine, but there's not a lot of times where I'm just picking this up and lighting myself on fire.
I think this is like they call it like a hero bourbon. That's maybe what should have been when we brought to Ben's brother's bottle share. This is one that would, you think it would have been too much?
Yeah, I was too much. So I think that would have been, you know, sure. No, I think that would have been tough. Also, nobody else brought anything that good, so I didn't
Whoa.
That
good.
Oh, jeez. Hold on. Can you name?
He cannot name any of them.
Any of the bottles that anyone else brought.
There was a Fireball there. There was a Sazerac Rye there.
Wrong. Wrong.
1792 Full Proof. I remember that was there.
You brought that.
Willett Family Estate Rye.
Ben, I brought that. You knew literally that already. Any of the things that we brought, one was there that was already there that you didn't know about.
Guys, we're wasting time at this point. You guys are so good at wasting time. Past. Yeah, let's just try and move on with the show.
Name any bottle
we need to do here.
The George T. Stack was there. You wouldn't even know it.
Yeah, it wasn't. I'll tell you that because I'd have kept drinking that one. So finish.
I think it finishes just as big and long.
Hmm.
As the rest of the bottle. And so I like bourbons that fight me a bit. So the finish is great. No problem here.
Yeah, it is super hot and spicy, but it's not impossible. It doesn't make you want to like start coughing or give you that raspiness. It's not overly whelming. It's just like Ben said, it is a lot. I'm getting a little bit of leather on it. So a nice like dark flavor profile to go along with some of the sweet elements that we've talked about throughout too. It's complex.
I think it's dynamic enough where it's like, the front of the palate's sweet, and then as it finishes, it gets spicy. So it basically says, all right, take another sip so you can go back to sweet.
Ooh.
So,
yeah, this is nice. I wish I had the Glencairn. This is opening up pretty nicely. It is very complex, and it's not for the faint of heart, but there is a lot going on, especially if you're kind of experienced. Yeah. Yeah. Like we are after this weekend.
Ooh. Like Brendan is, who got hammered the other night. Okay, let's roll into rating this thing. Brendan, do you have the rating up? Am I doing this still? Or are you doing
this? You're doing it. I'm on. I'm not home field advantage this week.
Oh well, you're dead to me. All right, for those that
home field advantage,
and they won
Super Bowl.
Shout out the Super Bowl.
Sports.
Shout out Ben.
Shout out sports knowledge. I know.
And my stepmom was watching the Olympics earlier today.
Where'd he go?
Just like you.
Let's roll here. 2 points for the nose, four for the taste, one for the finish, one for cohesiveness and complexity.
One for obesity.
I almost said obesiveness. And two for value. Ben.
Yes.
I'm going to let Brendan go first. Brendan, what do you like on the nose here? Out of two. Out of numero dos.
Dos Equis.
I am at a disadvantage with this glass when it comes to the nose. This doesn't feel like a fair. Don't go based on what I'm saying. For me, in this specific experience today, 1.25. It's above average, but it is so ethanol burny. It is a lot to fight through to me. This is the least pleasant experience of drinking this beverage this evening. Ben?
1.5. Oh, a lot nice, of sweetness Ben. On this for me. True, Ben. All right. Taste.
TJ, 1.5. 1.5.
Yeah, Brendan's hating on it. I think the nose is pretty good.
I'm not hating on it. I'm yeah, okay. I explained it.
Taste, Brendan, crap on this too.
I love the taste. I think this is super complex and interesting, and it's got a lot of flavor going on, and flavors that I like too, not typically in a bourbon, just really amplified. So I'm going to go with a 3.25. I think this is very good, bordering on in the conversation of elite. Not quite there, but it's in the conversation.
You said 3.25, right?
Yep.
Internet you have is not the best tonight.
So. Oh, yeah. It's a toughie.
That's also why I missed your specs.
Is it really?
No. I just
ignored you.
Trying to blame something.
I'm at 3.25 as well.
Ooh, 3.25. Okay.
It's good, man. There's a lot of flavor here, you know? There's a lot.
And it changes, too, as you're, like, kind of letting it open up. Like, I'm starting to get, like, some dark chocolate notes, too, with the flavor. Yeah, this is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bump it up just a bit. 3.5 on this for me. I like the candy nut. Good amount of sweetness. It's hot. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But this is good. This is a lot of good things to it. Finish, Brendan. Just keep going, Brendan, first all night.
Oh, that's good. That'll make it a lot easier. I'm going to go with a 1. I think this is a great finish. I think this is pretty elite. I think it's hard to find a whole lot that are much better than this. I think it's a great finish, especially last time the proof.
Last time we had a 1 on finish, it was the Pikesville Rye. Ben hated that because he's a hater.
That was the Heaven Hill one that he did not like. That was what we were talking about earlier with the nuttiness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben, finish.
Finish. I think since finish is out of 1, I'm probably going to go.
It is.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go 0.75 here. It's good. It's a really good product. I'm not hating on it.
I'm going 0.75 as well. Above average. I don't know that it's all the way elite. It is really good. Let me see. It's
great for audio.
I'm closer to 1 than I am to
0.5.
Yeah, 0.75. It's not perfect. I can't get all the way
there. I'm 0.75 and yeah.
Yeah. Cohesiveness and complexity. Brendan.
I just saw Ben's joke in the group chat about me being done first all the time, and it's true. 1. I think it's both very complex and very cohesive.
I think so too, just like myself. Ben?
0.75.
Ooh, where did it get penalized?
Nothing gets a 1.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ben hasn't given anything a 1 in a long time. Pikesville, he did. Cohesiveness and complexity.
Which he Maker's hated.
Barrel strength. Idiot. Maker's idiot. Barrel strength rye, he did. Maker's the same finish.
It's good.
Squeaky, he gave a 1. Wild Turkey 1. He gave a 1.
Shout out,
Sean. Was that a good one?
Yeah, it was good. Shout out, Sean. He hooked us up this week.
All right, so going into value, I've got this at a 6.75.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan has this at a 6.5, and the hater of the group.
Yes,
Ben has this at a 6.25, so that's really not bad. That's
I think solid. It's solid bottle. The problem actually is
rather good.
You can't find it.
Yeah. So value, 2 points for the value. We consider in within value price, availability, proof, and anything else that you'd like to consider. But those are the main ones. Brendan, you've gone first all night. So Ben, what do you think for value?
I knew you were gonna do that.
What's our pricing today? What's the MSRP on this?
Well, like MSRP is $50, but
secondary
about like 125.
125.
Yeah, I was gonna say 110 for secondary.
Jeez. Man. But you can get Elijah Craig barrel proofs for cheaper, right?
I just saw it in the store for $80 the other day, and you could find them too. Like I got this Larceny barrel proof when it first came out, and I have not seen one in the wild since then.
Yeah, I feel like I'm would be grabbing Elijah Craig barrel proof over this.
I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that either, unless it's a store pick from Tommy because that was incredible. But just a regular Elijah Craig barrel proof, I don't think that'd be me.
But supposedly, we're drinking the best of the Larcenies. Like, this is the best.
Do they do store picks of this?
I mean, they barely do non-store picks of this. I doubt it.
I'm sure.
You know, so I don't. To me, I'm gonna go 0.75. I'm going 0.75 on value. Like I feel
they've been to a seven.
It's not a bad score.
I'm spending 120 on this to get it. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I got it at MSRP.
I got mine at 50. Yeah, and I got ABC points for mine. So suck it, Ben.
Okay. Well, I mean,
but we are doing this for the general audience. Most people,
yeah, it's hard to find this bottle.
Yeah. I'm with.
I also think. Can I back up just a little bit when we're considering this? You guys don't have to consider this, but if we would review this right when it came out, would we consider it a little bit different? Like it wouldn't be a year later. And so I think we're kind of being harsh on some things. You know, if we'd reviewed it when it just came out, we wouldn't know how hard it's been to find for last year.
You know what? Let's review Pappy and pretend like it's 1998 when we review it.
Yeah, let's review when it first came out. That'd be easy.
Well, we could also review a 1998 Pappy and then hold it to a tough standard.
So, all right, anyway, Elliot, if you're watching, send us.
If you have a 1998 Pappy, you want to send it in, let us know.
Appreciate it. All right, Brandon, your turn to crap on this.
I'll go with the one. I think if it was something we were reviewing, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago, then yeah, this is probably pushing a two. Issue is it's really hard to find. And if you can't find it, it's probably going to be expensive. So, I do think it's a really good bottle, and if I'm paying upwards of $80 for something, then it better be really good. So yeah, it's about average. But the chance, I guess, the reason why I'm not going below average on it, because it's probably priced over $100 most places, is a chance that you can find it for $50. Like, it does exist, it is out there, is possible. So if you can find this unicorn at $50, then you're probably, you know, you're doing great for value.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 125 on this. Proof is everything we want. Price is everything we want. Availability makes it tough. But since it hit 2 out of 3, I'm basically going to give it 2/3 for value. I'm going to make a very mathematic value score from now on and rank things based on those three. So you're welcome.
Good idea.
You're welcome. Taking our final scores, Ben with a 7, Brandon with a 7.5, me with an 8. Composite really there good. Of 7.5. That's a good score. That makes the big board. Brendan, where's the big board? You didn't bring it down?
I did not bring it with me. That would have made last year's big board. I think that's what Balcones Brimstone was, 7.5. So this will definitely make.
We gave Balcones a 7.5.
You really gassed it up along with me. So that's.
Yeah, you guys are homers.
Let's look at the Balcones real quick while we're here just crapping on PJ. Brimstone.
Great for radio.
Smoke bomb.
Oh, wow. Ben gave this a 6.75. I gave this a 7.5. You gave this an 8.5.
Dude, are you kidding me?
That's so good.
Holy crap.
You know what? Oh, my God. So I went down to my buddy's house after I had a very non-alcoholic night with you guys, and I brought down some samples, and I gave a 1920. And these are all blind. I gave them 1920. I gave them a Blue Note, and I gave him a Willet Rye, and I gave him a Balcones Brimstone, and guess which one he liked the most?
Blue Note. It impressed him the most.
No, but he did think it was like 80 proof. He's like, this drink's so smooth and easy. And I was like,
there you go, baby. So
it was, then when he found out it was a $50 bottle, so when he found out that it was, you know, 30, 35. Yeah. But no, it was Brimstone. He picked his number one. He also likes Petey Scotch, so, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, then, geez. I mean.
Yeah, some of us have taste. Class.
Jeez. That's what you would call that, huh? So, all right, good stuff. Go back and check out Tuesday's episode where we King of, we had King of the Hill Rye. We gave away some whiskey. We had some breaking news to the podcast.
King of the Hill Wheat.
I hardly know Rye.
Really good stuff on Tuesday's episode. Go check that out. We will be back next week for another episode of Bourbon.
Maybe.
Until we'll then, see. If Brendan survives. Until then. Still have a lot left. Cheers.